Hi everyone, and welcome back to the California Aggies Weekly Roundup. This week, we're going to be covering the tragic events that occurred in Davis this week. If you are unfamiliar with the events that transpired this week, I would like to issue a warning that the topics spoken about today may be triggering. Since Thursday, April 28th, three stabbings, including two fatal ones, have occurred in the city of Davis. On Wednesday evening, the Davis Police Department detained a person of interest in the case, who was called in by 15 community members who claimed to see him walking around Sycamore Park. He was stopped by patrol officers on Pine Lane and taken to the police station to give a statement. The man has now been arrested as a suspect in the case. 21-year-old Carlos Dominguez, a former UC Davis student, was arrested on two counts of homicide and one attempted homicide for the deaths of Henry Bro and Kareem Abu Najim, and the attempted murder of a 64-year-old woman named Kim. On Thursday at 2 p.m., the Davis Police Department, along with Mayor Will Arnold, Chancellor Gary May, and other local officials, held a press conference to provide an update on the case. Police Chief Darren Pytel said that Dominguez was in possession of a large hunting-style knife in a backpack at the time and had injuries on his hands and wrists. To read more, check out our website. We have multiple articles covering the developing events that are linked in the show notes. We would now like to take a moment to remember the victims of the two fatal stabbings that occurred. At this time, Davis residents are grieving the unexpected deaths of Kareem Abu Najim and David Henry Bro. On Sunday, April 30th, less than a week after the fatal stabbing in Central Park, the Davis community came together to hold a vigil for the victim, a respected member of our community, David Henry Bro. Bro was known for his peaceful nature and his mission of compassion. He could often be seen sitting on the compassion bench, located on the corner of 3rd and C Streets, and inspired by his work. He asked many people to answer the question, "What is compassion?" and even published a book of residents' responses called Compassion Davis, California, a compilation of concepts on compassion. He traveled to 12 other cities asking people the same question as well. At the vigil, his sister, Maria Bro, spoke, sharing a message David sent her back in 2016 about forgiving those who might wish to harm him. "If I'm ever harmed, and I'm able to speak for myself, forgive the perpetrator and help others forgive that person." Maria said, "I wrote back, 'I'll forgive and encourage others to do the same. Hope you're okay. I love you.' So my last word really tonight is forgive." The community is also grieving Kareem Abu Najim, a Davis High School graduate and a UC Davis student preparing to graduate this spring. A memorial service for Najim is being held this afternoon at the International Center at 4 p.m. The 20-year-old was described as loving and intelligent by his father, and he enjoyed playing Dungeons and Dragons with the Dragon Club at UC Davis. He was a hardworking student and a member of the University Honors Program. Throughout his time at Davis, he contributed to the research that helps the community of undergraduate students. In his second year at Davis, Najim had helped develop Cornish, a student startup network for undergraduate researchers. Cornish functions to help student researchers receive fair pay and incentives for their work. In 2022, the startup won the $500 People's Choice Award that was sponsored by Blackstone Launchpad. Najim's accomplishments were the result of his hard work, and his contributions to UC Davis will forever be remembered. At Thursday's press conference, Davis Police Chief Darren Pytel and Mayor Will Arnold addressed the Davis community. "Davis has compassion and a deep sense of community when faced with tragedy. We've been through tragedies before and we'll get through this one," Pytel said. "I have no doubt that normal life will resume. There's still work to be done and we'll get it done. were committed to a successful prosecution. Let us not forget that their lives have been irreparably impacted, Arnold added. We will never forget David and Kareem, and we will continue to hope and pray that Kim makes a speedy and full recovery. Thank you all so much for joining me this week for the California Aggies Weekly Roundup. To echo Chancellor Gary May's sentiments, reach out if you need help. Tap into your support systems and connect with your friends and your family. There is no one way to process and grieve. Take advantage of the campus resources and services to help you navigate this time. We will get through this and heal together.